Begin the current Davim Sech, this is Vacham Dav Chav Ches. Begin on the bottom line of Chav Zayim Abeis, where the Gemara explains an aspect mentioned in the Halacha of our Mishnah, and then later on in this Daf, the Gemara will explain the Halacha of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah described the two primary Halachas in the Machshavas Psul, in the thought of invalidation, which is known as Chutzlam Kaimai and Chutzlam Manai. When someone has a thought, when he's doing one of the Avoidas, that he's going to go ahead and either have it consumed, which as we'll see in the Gemara, there's two types of consumptions, either that to eat it, or for the Mizbeach to eat it. Chutzlam Kaimai, beyond the place that it's allowed to be done, then it's going to be possible, but there's no karas if someone eats from that carbon. But if someone has a Machshav of Chutzlam Manai, beyond the time that it's allowed to be eaten, or done the avoda, the zrika on the mizbeach or the murm, then it's going to be pasul and it's going to be karas, which is known as pikel. Now, one of the examples mentioned in the achila of a human being was if someone has in mind to eat a kezayis of the urha al yabachutz, of the hide, the skin of the tail, to have it chutz lezmanoi or chutz lemkaimoi, then the halacha is going to be respectively either pigul or going to be pasul. Now that says the Gemara, Savrua, they thought, the Talmudic scholars, that urha alya, the hide of the tail, seemingly from our Mishnah, seems to indicate, as a ketintab of Chav Chesem and Aleph, is ka'alya dami, has the same halacha, like the meat of the tail itself, even regarding the halachas of how it's sacrificed on the Mizbech, and that is by a shlamim, that's a lamb, a keves. The halacha is that the tail, together with all the other sacrificial parts, gets sacrificed on the Mizbeach. So it was assumed by the Gemara that same thing applies to the hide of the tail. It also gets sacrificed. In other words, just like we find in our Mishnah, regarding having it eaten, chutz lezmanoi, chutz lemkaimai, we consider the hide of the tail, unlike generally the hide, the skin of the animal, in regards to the hide of the urha alya, we consider it like the alya itself, meaning it's like bas or like meat, with regards to being sacrificed on the Mizbeach, it's also going to have the same halacha that when the tail is sacrificed on the Mizbeach, so to the hide of the tail is going to be sacrificed on the Mizbeach. Just like we find regarding eating, we consider it as something which is usually eaten only by meat, not by hide. The urha alya is like the alya itself, so too regarding haktara. Now, therefore, when our Mishnah taught that when someone slaughters a carbon shlamim to eat the hide of the tail, either chutz lezmanoi or chutz lemkaimoi, that then it's going to be considered machshava apsula pigul, even though it seems like he's thinking about achilas mizbeach for achilas adam. Because if you're considering the hide of the tail like the tail is actually not eaten, although it's edible, it's meat, but it's one of the emur, one of the sacrificial parts of the sacrifice on mizbeach. So as the Gemara, v'hokam achashav machiles mizbeach la'adam, the problem with that is, as we'll see in the later Mishnah, that to have a machshav of pigul, of psul, it has to be if either it's going to be eaten by someone that's normally eaten, or that it's on the mizbeach, something that's usually put on the mizbeach. But here, he's thinking, I'm going to eat something that's normally put on the mizbeach. That doesn't work to make pigul, to make psul. So how does our Mishnah say, we understand if, let's say, he says, I'm going to eat the meat which is usually eaten beyond the time that's allotted. That's something that's usually eaten, and he's having machshava in that. Or something that's usually sacrificed on Mizbeach, he's saying, I'm going to sacrifice beyond the time that's allowed to be sacrificed. Here he's saying, and we're saying it's considered a valid psul, a valid invalidation, I'm going to eat the ur ha'alya beyond the time when it's allowed to be eaten. But that's not achilas adam, that's achilas Mizbeach. How could a machshava for eating for a person be related to something that's an achilas Mizbeach? Sama Shmuel, he says, not difficult. Hamani, who is the town of a Mishnah? It's Rebbe Lezihi, which is brought later on, the Flamahemer Alf, to Amar, that he says, Mechashvin Machilas Mizbeach, Lachilas Adam. He says that we could think about an eating of the Mizbeach regarding the eating of a person, or Machilas Adam, Lachilas Mizbeach, and also from the eating of a person to have it eaten on the Mizbeach. It's not like we'll in the Mishnah later on, the Flamahemer Alf, that says, Hashaychid Etz HaZevach, if someone slaughters a carbon, and he's doing one of the avoidis, and he has a machshava of psul, which is lechel davar shein derecha lak lechel. He has in mind, I'm going to eat beyond the time or beyond the place that I'm usually allowed to eat. I'm going to eat something which is not even something that's usually eaten. Like for example, the imurim, the sacrificial parts that are usually sacrificed on mizbeach. Or let's say he has in mind lahakter. He's going to sacrifice beyond the time or beyond the place davar shein derech lahakter, something that's not usually sacrificed, like meat, which is usually eaten by a person. Says the Tanakam, it's a kasha. That's not a machshava psul, because it has to be for eating something that's normally eaten or sacrificing something that's usually sacrificed. But Rebbe Lazar is a paisel. But Rebbe Yezer says it's going to be invalid. And he's the Tana of our Mishnah. And that's why, yeah, although it's Achilas Mizbech, it will work for Machshava of Achilas Adam. So that is the Gemara B'mai came to. So what do you, Shmuel, explain that who's the Tana of a Mishnah like? Kribb Eliezer. Problem is, Amos Sefer, look at the end of our Mishnah, which actually the next Mishnah of Tesam Abayz, it's because the Mishnah there is just a continuum of our Mishnah, so it's considered the end of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah there starts in saying Zehaklal, which is like a continuation of our Mishnah. This is the rule. What will make a psul of pigul or chosam kaimai? It's kol ha-sheichet v'ha-mekabel v'ha-melech v'ha-zarek. If someone's doing one of the primary four avodas of a carbon, either slaughtering, receiving the blood, transporting the blood, spraying the blood, lechel davar shadarche lechel, to eat something that's normally eaten, which is meat. Ulahakter davar shadarche lahakter, or to sacrifice something that's normally sacrificed, which those are the emurim, those are the sacrificial parts, that if he has a machshava of chutzal zman chutzal b'kaimai, then that's what's going to make it pigel or posel. Says the Gemara, that sounds like davar shadarche lechel in, only something that he's having mind to eat, which is normally eaten. Shein darche lechel, but if something that's not usually eaten, if let's say he has a mind to sacrifice meat, which is usually eaten, tomorrow, or to eat a murim, which are usually not eaten, but sacrificed tomorrow, that loy, then not. Over there it's going to be kosher, because he's not having a machshava from achilas adam to mizbeach, or from achilas mizbeach to adam, that doesn't work. Says the Gemara, Asar and Rabbanan, so the Seif of a Mishnah is like the Rabbanan, who say, no, it has to be achilas adam for adam, achilas mizbeach for mizbeach. And so it comes out according to Shmuel, Reisha Reb Eliezer, our Mishnah, which is the beginning part of it, is like Reb Eliezer, but Sefer Rabbanan, the next Mishnah, which is the end of our Mishnah, is Rabbanan. So he said to him, yeah, and yeah, that's what it would be. It would be Reisha Reb Eliezer, but Sefer Rabbanan. That's the interpretation according to Shmuel. Second interpretation of Hudamar, he says, that actually, not like the Gemara's assumption was, which is what Shmuel was going like, rather, Ur Alya, Lavka Alya Dami. The hide of the tail is not like the tail itself regarding the mitzvah of sacrificing. The Torah exclusively comes to exclude the hide of the tail from being like the tail itself, as the Gemara explains. Lama Rabbi says, my time in Rav Huna, what's the reason of Rav Huna? It would seem that the Ur Aliyah is like the Aliyah itself. It's edible like the meat itself, and it would have that type of a qualification. So why is it that he's saying that it's not considered like the tail itself, and it's actually not sacrificed, so therefore it is eaten, and therefore it is davar shadarche lechel, and our Mishnah is not necessarily going to be saying like Reb Eliezer? Says Rava, because the pasuk says in the Yikra, chelboi ha'alya. It's talking about over there, regarding those things that are sacrificed on the Mizbeach, says it's fat, the tail, that's whole. Now, it's talking about the sacrificing of the tail, and it says explicitly that it's talking about the fats, which the tail is all fat. But what's it saying? What part of the tail? The fats of the tail, v'lo arhalia, not the hide of the tail. So therefore, it's excluded from being considered in regards to the aktar, to the sacrifice. It's not achilas mizbeach. It's actually going to be achilas adam, and therefore, if one has that in mind, that he's going to eat that beyond its time or beyond its place, it will be pasul or pigul. A third interpretation of Chizdami says, no, la'olam ar ha'alya ka'alyadami. It is like the way the Gemara originally assumed, the way Shmuel was going also, not like Rav Huna, that the hide of the tail is like the tail itself. So v'hochma iskinan, so what are we talking about in our Mishnah that says that you could have a mind for machshava psul, a pigel, for the person to eat it beyond its time? Wait a second, didn't we say that it's achilas mizbeach, and we're going not like Rabbi Yazar, that achilas mizbeach does not work for achilas adam? Says Shmuel, our Mishnah is talking about Ba'al Yishal Gedi, talking about the tail of a goat, which actually the tail of a goat is not sacrificed at all, even the fatty part of it, on the Mizbeach. As the Gemara said in the first paragraph of Testament Aleph, teaches that the goat does not require the Aliyah put on the Mizbeach. So therefore it's not a contradiction. Even the whole tail, and we're just including even the Ur Ha'aliyah, is also like that it's eaten by people, because even the tail itself in the Gedi is not eaten by the Mizbeach, it's eaten by a person, then it would be valid for this invalidating thought of Psul or Pigel. So that was three interpretations. So the Gemara now explains why they had their different interpretations. Kulu kishmul amri, all the other interpretations did not say like the first one, that of Shmuel, because Reish Reb Eliezer, V'sev Rabbanon, Leimukmi, they don't want to say that seemingly one whole Mishnah, which is our Mishnah and the next Mishnah, to say it's like two different opinions, which according to Shmuel, you have to say that our Mishnah is like Reb Eliezer, and the end of it, the next Mishnah, is like the Rabbanon. Krav Huna le'amri, the other opinions didn't say like the second opinion, that of Rav Huna, because Ur Alya Ka'alya Dami Kamashma, well, they understand that the hide of the tail has the halacha like the tail itself, and therefore they don't learn like he does that it's excluded from being part of the aliyah when it's sacrificed in the Mizbeach. And therefore, if it is, then you don't have Rav Huna's answer. Rav Huna's whole answer was by saying that the Torah excludes the Ara aliyah, that it's not like the aliyah itself. They don't hold like that. Rav Chisda my Tamil Amri. So says the Gemara, but why don't the other two opinions hold like Rav Chisda? Seemingly, he gives a very valid interpretation where it's just talking about the aliyah of Gedi. So you could say the Ara aliyah is ka'aliyah dami, and you don't have to say that it's only like Rabbi Eliezer. It's just talking about a situation like a goat where the tail is not sacrificed at all, so it's considered chilas mizbech. Says the Gemara, the reason why they didn't say like him is because then my kamash malon. Then what is the Tana of a Mishnah even coming to tell us if it's talking about the tail of a goat? In other words, as Rashi elaborates and says that if you say that our Mishnah is talking about not a goat, but rather a lamb, so according to Shmuel, the chiddush of our Mishnah would be a very big chiddush. It would be saying that one could have a machshava psul for something that's usually eaten by a person for the Mizbeach, or that's usually eaten by the Mizbeach for a person, like Rabbi Eliezer, which is a big chiddush, and that's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. That's what our Mishnah would be telling us. According to Rav Huna, who says, no, that our Mishnah is even like the Rabbanon, so our Mishnah is teaching us, also a big chiddush, that the hide of the tail is not like the tail in regards to being sacrificed on the Mizbeach. But according to Rav Chisda, what would be the necessity of the halacha of our Mishnah? If it's coming to tell us that Ur Alya, that the height of the tail regarding the consumption of a person is Ka'alya Dami, is like the tail itself, and that's why our Mishnah is telling us that when you have a mind to eat it tomorrow, it's as if one has a mind to eat a kezias of its meat the next day. And it's, that's the chiddush that it's teaching us, that since the hide of the tail is very soft, it's edible, and if it's like the meat itself, and that says the Gemara, the reason why they don't hold like Rav Chisda is Ketanina. That's a Mishnah already Masechtas Chulin that tells us this. We wouldn't need our Mishnah to teach us this. Because the Mishnah there teaches, that says, Ve'elu sha'irisein kibbisaran. These are certain things that their hide, although hide's usually tough and one doesn't usually eat it from an animal, but the Mishnah there teaches these hides are like the meat itself, and hence they would transmit tumma of nevelois, which is only for the basar, but here the hide would have the same aloha as the dead animal. And what does it count over there? Or shetacha sa'aliyah. One of the items mentioned is the hide beneath the tail. So you already know that halacha, that it's edible just like the meat itself in the Mishnah Chulin, and therefore they don't hold like him the way he's interpreting our Mishnah, because then it wouldn't be necessary to teach us that. Now, but Rav Chisda, he would tell you that no, itzrach, we did need our Mishnah. Because I mean, you were thought to say, hanami lilin tumma. What do we learn from the Mishnah Masechta Schulin? That the hide is like the tail itself. That's only regards to halachas of becoming tummy. The rachech mitztarf, because since it's soft, so therefore it will combine to become tummy with a tumma of food items, which is the size of an egg, or a tumma of nevel, which is the size of an olive. Aval hacha, but over here in our Mishnah regarding the halachas of kadshim, where it says regarding matnes kuhuna, which includes anything of sanctified items, it says in Bamidbar Yudches, l'chol kadshim b'nei Yisrael, for all the holy things of the Jewish people, l'chol nesatim l'mashcha, for you the Kehanim I gave for l'mashcha, so it says Rav Chisda, Ema, I would say when it says in the pasuk l'mashcha for anointment, that what does that mean? L'gedula. It means for greatness, like the Targum translates that word l'mashcha, l'rabu, for sovereignty, for greatness, which teaches that what they have to eat has to be k'derech shamalachim eichlin, the way kings eat, like nobility. And I would say, v'loy avidim alachim da'achli hachi, that kings don't usually eat the hide of the tail, so eim aloy, so I would say that actually the machshava of psul, of shaloy chutz lezmanu, chutz mkami, would not apply to the hide of the tail, even though it's soft and like the meat itself, and therefore it's makabot tumah, like we find Mishnah Masechtas Chulin. But for kachim, the halachas only apply to things which are like nobility, and therefore I would have said to exclude the hide of the tail. Kamash malon, that's what the Mishnah is teaching, that no, the ara alya is like the alya, and therefore by a gedi, which the tail itself is not sacrificed, the ara alya is like the alya itself, and it's something that's eaten by people, and therefore if the kohen has a machshava of chutz lezmanu, chutz mkami, by the hide will be like the tail itself, and that it will make it into pusel or pigle. Now, Meisbe, however, the Gemara asked Rav Chisda for the following brisa. The brisa says, "Hashechid es ha'oila. If someone slaughters a carbon oila, lahakdir kizayis me'or. So he's having a machshava of psul. He's slaughtering the oila, and he has a mind that he's going to sacrifice kizayis me'or shetachas ha'alya chutzlam kame. That he's going to sacrifice an olive size of the hide which is beneath the tail." Beyond the place where it's allowed to be brought, out of the Azara. So, pasul of Eimai Karas, then it's invalid, but there's not going to be Karas if someone eats from that meat. Now, let's say Chutz Lezman, let's say it has a machshava of eating it beyond its time. So then Pigul V'chayev and Love Karas, then it's the higher level of Pigul, and when if one eats from that meat, even immediately, right after, it's going to have a penalty of Karas. Continues the Braisa. Elazar ben Yehuda ish avli oimim b'shem Reb Yaakov v'chein anoso hoi Reb Shimon ben Yehuda ish kfar ikus oimim b'shem Reb Shimon. That echad or beis ha-prasis behem adaka. That whether we're talking about the hide of from the knee down of a small livestock, these small animals, the echad or horoshal egel arach, or whether we're talking about the hide of the head of a soft calf, which the Gemara explains elsewhere in Perek Ayba Reitiv, that means in its first year. So we're talking about hide that's very soft. Whether we're talking about the hide that's beneath the tail, and moreover, and all those items which the sages mentioned regarding tuma that we just mentioned from the Mishnah Masechta Chulin, that the elusha is saying kibasaran, that these are items that the hide is like the meat itself because they're so soft, which they point out what we mean to say is lahavi arishal beis habayishes, that we're coming to include the hide of the genital area of a female animal, which meaning that's the only one of those mentioned over there that we're going to include for here for regarding kachim, regarding the machshava psul of chutzal man chutzal mkaimai, that the halacha is as follows, where if one has a machshava of chutzal mkaimai, so it's going to be possible, meaning we're going to consider it as the meat itself. Chutzal manai is pigal v'chayevan of karas. One has a machshava of chutzal man, it's going to be pigal, and there's not going to be a penalty of karas. Now, one thing says the Gemara, which is difficult to Rav Chizda, the Braisa started this halacha by saying, Hashechir es ha'eilav. Someone slaughtered the carbon eilav. And then talks about these halachas that the oir ha'alya is going to be like the alya itself. So it sounds like eilav in. Yes, the carbon eilav, that's where the Tana says that having a machshava by sacrificing the oir ha'alya is going to invalidate it. Aval zevach, but regarding a regular carbon, then loy, there the Braisa doesn't mention that halacha. So obviously the inference of the Braisa is that there is no machshava of sacrificing that's going to help in a negative way by the tail, by the hide of the tail, by other karbanas. So therefore ask the Gemara as follows. Bishlam the Rav Huna, we understand Rav Huna that he says that explicitly the Torah comes to exclude the hide of the tail from being part of the sacrificial parts. However, by the carbon oila, it's not excluded. Why? Because by the carbon oila, it mentions it, the words, because everything actually in the carbon oila is sacrificed in the mizbeach. And the wording used over there is hanasachim, the pieces of meat. And the hide of the tail, Rav Huna agrees, is like meat. It's just that he says regarding sacrificing of a murim of sacrificial parts, which are regular carbon, it's eaten, just there are certain parts that sacrifice. For that, the oir ha'alya is excluded. So we understand Hainaduk Tani Ayla. That's why it mentions Ayla, that it's going to say that where is the Ayla Alya like the Alya? Only by Ayla. But by other Karbanas, it's not going to be. And therefore, you're not going to be able to have a Machshava Psul of Pigal. But El Rav Chizda, but the Gemara Kornt Rav Chizda, that he says by the tail of even a Murim, of any regular carbon, he says the hide of the tail is also sacrificed. So my ear, and he only says the case of a mishnah is tumah by igdi when it's not sacrificed at all. But whenever the tail is sacrificed, he holds the hide as also. So my ear, you the eilah. Then why does he mention it only regarding the carbon eilah? Listen, he's avach. Should be by any carbon. So Amalei Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda would tell you, if you want, you could say that this rice is also like the way he explained our mishnah is tumah by al yishal gedi. It's tumah the tail of a goat, and therefore we cannot say by a regular carbon that the tail, you'll have a machshava of sacrificing, only by the carbon oila could you. And therefore it's only by machshava of achilas adam, like our mishnah. So that's why we didn't mention the hide of the tail regarding sacrificing, because actually by kid goat, it's not put on by a regular carbon on the mizbeach. Or by same tenis avach, or another approach, because we tell you, right, you have to amend it, it's not just by carbon oila, it would be any carbon, and yes, then the halacha would be that the Or Ha'aliyah would always be that halacha, because he holds that Or Ha'aliyah is Ka'aliyah Dami, and he only explained the halacha of a Mishnah that it's not going to be considered Achilles Mizbeach. It's because of Tumat Gedi, which a Gedi is the tail at all is not sacrificed, and for sure not the hide of the tail. Now the Gemara continues with the halacha of a Mishnah, which we said, where it talks about Chutzlim Kaimai, where if one has a machshava of having it eaten or sacrificed beyond the time of the place of where it could be, then it's possible to aim by Karas V'chulu, then it's going to be invalid, but if one eats from it, it's not going to get karas, and etc. Where it says, but regarding chutz l'zmanai, then it's going to be pasul, and it's going to be even karas. That's what's called pigel. Says Gemara, mina anemila, where do we know this from regarding the machshava of chutz l'zmanai and chutz l'mkoymai that they invalidate? And moreover, that the punishment of karas on eating such a carbon is only going to be if he has a machshava of chutz l'zmanai. So Amar Shmuli says, trei kroik sivi. There's two psukim that are written, And as we'll see, one is referring to Chutzlis Mani, and one's referring to Chutzlim Kaimer. So says the Gemara, Mahi, what are these two Pesukim? So Amar Rabbah, Rabbah says, quoting a Pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Zayin Pasuk Yitches, which the entirety of the Pasuk is, V'mhe'ochel yo'ochel mipsar zevach shlamov b'yam ha'shlishah. If someone's going to eat from the meat of the carbon shlam on the third day, says the Pasuk, lo yiratzeh, it's not going to be willing in front of Hashem. Hamakrev oisai lo yichashav lo, someone who sacrifices such a carbon will not be counted for him. Because pigul ye, it's going to be pigul. V'hanefesh o'echelz memenu, and whoever eats from such a carbon, avay netisa, will carry his sin. Now, Rabbi explains, when it starts there in the Pasuk by saying, Hima'achel ya'achel mebsar zebach shlamav by yoyim, that whoever eats from the meat of the carbon shlam on the day that's the shlishi, the third day. Now, the Tana later on is going to explain, as we'll see in the Braisa, that it's talking about actually someone who has a machshava during the Aveda to eat from the carbon on the third day. Not like the literal reading would sound like from the Pasuk, that's talking about whoever eats from the carbon on the third day. It means whoever has in mind when he's doing the Aveda to have it eaten on the third day. So says Rabbah, that wording of the Pasuk of Shlishi is referring Zeu Chutzlis Mani. That's referring to the third day, which is beyond the amount of time that you're allowed to eat a carbon shlam. That's a machshava of having it eaten beyond the time it's allowed to be. Now, pigul, when it says at the end of the pasuk, pigul yia, that seems to be superfluous. What's that coming to add on? We already know from the pasuk that it's invalid. That's coming to include zeh chutzlim kamei. That's coming to include if someone has a machshava of having eaten beyond its place. Now, it's logical to say that it's coming to include a machshava of chutzlim kamei and not some other invalidating thoughts, like if someone has a mind when he's doing davaita to spill out the blood on the floor or to mix in some invalidating blood inside of it, because when the pasuk is talking about chutzlis manai, seemingly when you have an extra pasuk in the extra word in that pasuk, we come to include something that's similar to that, which they're both the same idea, one's space and one's time. So therefore, it makes sense when you have an extra word pigul, it's including the machshava of chutzlim kaimah. And the pasuk continues and says, "Va'nefesh ho'echelis mimenu," and whoever eats from it, sounds like when the pasuk ends off, whoever eats from it, avay natisa, will carry his sin, which we'll later on explain. That's where we know that there's a penalty of karis. It sounds like it's only going on one of these two that we spoke about. We spoke about chutzlis mani in this pasuk and chutzlim kamei. It sounds like mimenu, from it, is echad v'lei shnayim. From the fact that it doesn't say va'nefesh ho'echelis and stop. Why does it say mimenu, from it? Sounds like it's only going on one of the two that we mentioned in the pasuk. Says Rabba, Zeu chutzlis mani. That's referring to whoever has a machshava of pigul of chutzlis mani. Ulemeute, since the word mimenu is an exclusionary term, it's coming to exclude chutzlim kamei. That chutzlim kamei, as we said in our Mishnah, someone eats from that carbon with that had that invalidating thought, is not going to get karas. And that asks the Gemara. Ve'ema, but say, va'nefesh ho'echelis mimenu, the one who eats from it, which we're saying is an exclusionary term, it's only one and not both of them, say that who's the one that gets karas? Actually, zeh chutzlim kamei refers to the one that has the machshava of beyond its space. Ulemiutei chutzlis manei, maybe it's excluding the machshava of chutzlis manei, says the Gemara, no. Mistabra chutzlis manei adiv. It's more logical to say that the better one, to say that it's the most severe one that you're going to get karas on it, is referring to chutzlis manei, the pasuk bay, because that's the one that the pasuk opens up with. Like we said, b'yem shlishi is talking about the pasuk, the primary thing that starts off with is chutzlis manei. So that is the Gemara adrabba, to the contrary. Chutzlim kamei adiv. It makes more sense that it's going on chutzlim kamei, the samachle, because this word mimenu is right next to the words pigul yia, and it's from those words that you're including chutzlim kamei. So if one read the pasuk, it sounds like pigul yia, and whoever eats from it, avay netisa, who's getting karas, is the one of pigul yia, which is chutzlim kamei, and maybe the one that's excluded chutzlis mani. So Elam Abai, rather Abai gives a different approach. He says, Ki yasra Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, Amar Rav, I said the name of Rav, Samach ad Tani Tana. It's relying on what the Tana teaches in the following braisa. Kishu Eimer Shlishi beparshas Kedeshim Tiyu, when it says, in a smaller pasuk, in Mayikra Perik Yutes, where it says in that pasuk, V'me'ochel y'ochel b'yem shlishi, it's the same pasuk, but it's a more abridged. Whoever's going to eat from it on the third day, it says, pigul who? It's pigul? Lo yiratze, it's not going to be willing in front of Hashem. Now, when you have that pasuk in Parshas Kedeshim, Shein Tam Aleimer, it's not teaching us anything. Shari Kvai Nemar, we already have the pasuk we just quoted before, and this seems to be redundant. We have the pasuk that says, V'me'ochel y'ochel m'psar zevach ha'shlamen b'yem shlishi. We have that whole pasuk that we brought. So as the Gemara continues on in Beis, so what's the necessity of that pasuk? So says the Braisim, Eina inyan l'chutzas mani. If it's not teaching us, we're going to chutzas mani, because the bigger pasuk we had before already taught that idea. So t'neyu l'inyan l'chutzim kaimai. So this other smaller pasuk is teaching us regarding the machshava of chutzim kaimai, which is when it says in the pasuk v'me'ochel ya'ochel. So the literal translation of the pasuk sounds like whoever eats it on the third day, and that's what the Braisim is saying. You cannot say that that's what it's referring to, because it says in the pasuk lo yiratze. And as the Gemara tells us on the next daf, that once a carbon was kosher, it doesn't make sense to say that when someone eats it on the third day, that retroactively is going to invalidate the carbon. So obviously you have to say that it's talking about someone who has a machshava during the Avodah, and that's what it's talking about. And therefore, it would seemingly then be interpreted in chutz l'zmanei, but once we already have that other longer pasuk, but chutz l'zmanei, this pasuk would be referring to chutz l'mkaimai. And therefore, according to the way Abai is saying right now, the way we interpret these two psukim is the long pasuk in Parashat Tzav that talks about pigul, that is actually only talking about chutzas mani, and it's not, as we had originally assumed, talking about chutzas mani and chutzim kami. So therefore, in that pasuk, when it says mimenu, it's actually only going on one thing, which is chutzas mani, and that we see chutzas mani is going to get covered. Now, but that's what the Gemara continues and says, and if you're going to say, but here in this smaller pasuk in Parashat Kedoshim, it also mentions karas, because the pasuk right after that mentions vach va'oichel of whoever eats amid avoyna yisa, the same terminology it mentioned by the longer pasuk, which we say means karas. So and that's what the Gemara addresses and says, but actually in Parashat Kedoshim, which follows on that idea of chutzim kaimai, that pasuk of whoever eats amid avoyna yisa is actually going on noiser, which is actually eating from a carbon that was left over in the time that's allowed to be eaten. And so that one should not think that it's going on both psukim that it mentions there, because in Pasuk Hey it talks about Noiser, Pasuk Vav it talks about Chutzim Kaim, and Pasuk Zayin is where it mentions this idea about whoever eats mit avoy netisa. So it follows the Gemara, umiyat rachman agabay Noiser, and that's what the Torah is excluding when it teaches regarding Noiser. And Pasuk Zayin, that it says, va'oichel avoy netisa, whoever eats from this will carry his sin, which is an exclusionary term, because it doesn't say whoever, va'eichel, whoever eats. It says va'eichlav, whoever eats from it. That's lemu'utei chutzim kami, that's coming to exclude that the pasuk right before it was tomah chutzim kami, to say that chutzim kami is not going to get the penalty of karas. That's how we know that chutzas man has karas and chutzim kami does not have karas. On that as the Gemara, why are you interpreting the psukim like this of Parshas Kedoshim? Ve'ema, but say, va'eichlav avayne yisa, yeah, which is an exclusionary term. It says whoever eats it will carry its sin that's going to get karas. I should say zeh chutzim kaimai. It's actually going on who gets karas, chutzim kaimai, because that's the pasuk right before it. And yeah, so that one shouldn't say em mikra yetim de pshute, that pasuk zayin should not leave its literal understanding, and therefore the literal understanding of the pasuk sounds like it's going back on even on pasuk hey, which is two pasukim before that, which is by noiser. Although that because that it doesn't apply the pasuk above, which said lo yiratze. Le'iratza, as we said, cannot be what one ate beyond its time, because le'iratza sounds like the carbon's not kosher. If someone ate it beyond its time, that cannot retroactively invalidate the carbon. So I would say, but maybe that noiser should still have karis, because the literal translation of pasuk zayin sounds like it's also going back on pasuk hay. Therefore, as the Gemara, maybe that's what the pasuk is coming to exclude, and it says va'eichlav, whoever eats it, which is one and not two, is actually to say ulumu'ute noiser makaris, actually coming to exclude noiser from karis. Because the simple translation of the pasuk sounds like it's going back not only to the pasuk before it, which is chutzim kaimai, but that asks the Gemara, that's the more logical one. Which one is va'eichel avayni yisa? It's going back in the pasuk before it's saying a chutzim kaimai gets karas, just like chutzim mana gets karas. So then what's it coming to exclude instead of va'eichel? It's coming to exclude pasuk hey, the pasuk before the chutzim kaimai, which is talking about nicer, because I would have thought that, okay, it also going on nicer, it's coming to exclude it. So why are you saying chutzim kaimai is being excluded and the one that gets karas is nicer? To the contrary, say chutzim kaimai gets karas and the pasuk before it is what's being excluded, which is nicer, that nicer does not get karas. Says the Gemara, Mistabra nicer havalei lo'ukmei b'karas. Now it's more logical to say that in pasuk Zion, in Parshas Kedoshim, that when it's including one of these two, it's got to be either nicer or chutzim kaimai that's going to get karas. It's more logical to say that it's nicer, eating from a leftover carbon, that's who, one who gets karas. Why? Lemigmer oven lechutz lizmanei, so that we can then have a gezeirah shava to learn out the source of that the other pasuk in Parashat Tzav of chutz lizmanei of pigul, that there to teach that there's going to be karas by chutz lizmanei. Because the truth is, even in that other pasuk which we're assuming we're taking for granted that there's karas by chutz lizmanei, doesn't say explicitly that there's karas. Only thing that it says is v'nasa avayne, that's going to carry its sin. How do you know Nesavonim means Karas? It's actually from a Gzeirah Shavah in this Pasuk, a Pasuk Zayin, which also talks about Avoyna Yisa carrying its sin, and it explicitly says that it's going to be Karas. So therefore, if you're going to explain this Pasuk Zayin regarding Neser, so then you'd be able to have the Gzeirah Shavah work out very well to learn that regarding Chutzah Zmani that it's also going to be Karas, because they're Damid Le Bezav. Because these two halachas of Neiser and Chutzah Zmanai are similar in these two elements that both of them have the psul of Zayin Veiz, Zav. The Zayin is Zman, of time, because Neiser is literally eating something beyond its time. And Pigel is also having a thought of having it eaten beyond its time. And they also both apply to the Veiz, that is, they're both psul even by a Bama, which was times in history that people were able to make their private altars. There's still a psul of eating beyond its time and of having a machshava of chutz zman, as the Mishnah teaches in the last parak in Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Now, still, if one would wonder that why is it necessary to learn out chutz lezmanai from gzeirah shava from neiser through this commonality of that they both have the psul of zman and bama, is because one could ask and say, wait a second. Who said, because why do you need to have commonality? Just say Gzeirah Shavah. There it says oven, here it says also oven. Why do we have to, who cares what it is, if it's nicer or chutzim kaimai? The reason is because there's a question that could be asked and said, wait a second, we should learn a different Gzeirah Shavah of the word oven. When it says, bechutz lezmanai, nisa avainai, we could learn it from a Gzeirah Shavah from tumas basar, when the meat becomes tummy, that it also says over there, benosa aron es avainai kadoshim, that aron carries the sin of the kadoshim with the tzitz, which is atones for the tumah of the basar. And we could say, just like over there, it's only a negative prohibition and there's no karas. So to over here, it's a negative prohibition and no karas. So that's why we need to say that to learn it from Neiser, it's only because it makes more sense to learn from Neiser because it's more common, it's more similar to it in these two elements of Zayin and Veiz. But, says the Gemara, had we said that this pasuk of Anas Avayinai, that this karas is Toma Chutzlim Kaimai, so then, when you would try to learn that Gzeirah Shavah of Chutz Zmanai from it, from Gzeirah Shavah, that both of them have oven, you would then ask and say, wait a second, why learn from Chutz Mkaimah that has Karis because it says oven? Learn that from Gzeirah Shavah from Tumah that also says oven. And you wouldn't be able to answer and say, oh no, we're going to learn from Chutz Mkaimah because it's similar to Zav, because actually Chutz Mkaimah does not have the psul of Zayin Veiz, because it's not a psul in Zman, it's actually a psul in Mokim. And also, actually, the psul of Chutz Mkaimah does not apply by a bama of a yachid because there's no mechitzas, there's no walls, there's no perimeter of where you're allowed to eat it when it's by a bama. So therefore, says the Gemara, it's more logical to say that the pasuk is talking about by neiser so that we could have the gzeirah shavah to learn enough from Chutz Mkaimah to Chutz Lezmanai to say that Chutz Lezmanai is going to get karis and not learn enough from gzeirah shavah from tumah. Well, that says the Gemara, no other rabbi, to the contrary. Chutz Mkaimah have a lilo okme bakaris. No, we should say that the pasuk over there in pasuk Zayin and Parashat Kedoshim that's saying that one of these two items, Chutz Mkaimah or Neiser, is going to get karis. It's more logical to say it's going Chutz Mkaimah. Lemigmer oven lechutz zmanai, to say that actually that's the one that we can learn the chutz zmanai from this gzeirah shavah and not from tama, because actually there's more commonalities between chutz zmanai and chutz mkaimah than it actually has from Neiser, because the damele b'mikdash, which is a mnemonic, that there's four areas that chutz zmanai is similar to chutz mkaimah more than the two that are similar to Neiser. You have the mem, which means machshava, thought. You have the kuf, which means ksas, even partial. You have the dal, which means dam, blood. And you have the shin, which means shlishi, on the third day, which chutz zman and chutz b'kaimi both have these four elements, which are, the first one of the mem of machshava is that they both are psul in machshava, which is if they think about it, then it's how it becomes psul. Both of them also apply to having machshava of even part of it being eaten or part of it being sacrificed, makes the whole thing invalid. Both of them are also possible in the Avodah that applies to the Avodah Sadam, which is the Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, all regarding the Dam. And by both of them, it says the word Shlishi. However, in regards to Tumah, the reason why we then wouldn't learn the Gzeirah Shavah from Tumah is because Tumah is not a Psula Machshava, it's just that Tumah became possible. If part of it becomes Tumah, the whole thing does not become Tumah. Moreover, the Halacha of Tumah in the Basar is even after the Zrikas of the Dam, so it's not uniquely for the Dam. And also, it doesn't say an extra word Shlishi by the halacha of tumah. In contrast, by chutz zman, chutz mkaimi, the word shlishi is superfluous, which teaches the gzeirah shavah, which we mentioned before, where by each one of them it says an extra word shlishi. Vanoisa b'yoyim hashlishi b'eshi sarv, and it says near that v'me'achel ya'achel, and it doesn't have to say b'yoyim hashlishi. So therefore, actually, it's more commonality between chutz zman and chutz mkaimi. So never ask the Gemara, why are you saying that this pasuk is talking about noiser and excluding when it says oichlav chutz mkaimi? That's how we know chutz mkaimi does not have Karas. Why? Say it's talking about chutz mkaimai, And that's the one that gets karas. And actually, that's how we know the gzeir shav, the chutz is man, and that is also karas. So Elam HaRichin, rather Richin gives a different interpretation. He says, Tani Zavdi Bar Levi, he taught the following braisa, that Asya Kodesh Kodesh, the way we know that this pasuk zayin of Eichel, the one who eats it, is going to get karas, is talking about nicer, because we have a gzeir shav of the word Kodesh. Ksev Hach, it says over here in this pasuk in the Yikrin, this pasuk zayin, it says, as Kodesh Hashem Chilel V'nichrasa, the holy item of Hashem he has desecrated, and is going to get karas. Uksiv Hashem, it says over there in the pasuk in Shemais, when it's talking about nicer, it says, "Besarafte asa nicer be'esh," you're going to burn what's left over meat in the fire, begoim, etc. The pasuk there says, "Lo yechel should not be eaten ki kaidishu," because it's holy. So by both of these sukkim, it says kaidish. So malahala nicer, just like over there in that pasuk in Shemais, it's referring clearly in the pasuk to the meat that's left over. Afkan nicer, here also in the pasuk, when it mentions kaidish, what's it referring to? It's referring to pasuk hey, the two sukkim before, which is referring to nicer, and therefore we make the following outcome, which is Amid Rachman Gabe Naisa. So the Pasuk is excluding when it talks about in that Pasuk of Zion, which we just proved in the Gzereshav of Kaidish, it's talking about Naisir, it says, Va'eichlav Avayna Yisa, whoever eats it is going to carry its sin, which the Pasuk says clearly means Karas. Lemu'ute Chutzum Kaimai Makarash, which is excluding Chutzum Kaimai, that's the other item mentioned there in the Pasuk before, that's not the one that's going to get Karas, and that's how we know that a Machshav Chutzum Kaimai, unlike Chutzaz Manai, is only going to be Pasul, but there's not going to be a Chiv of Karas. Now the Gemara asks as follows: Umay Chazus, where did you see fit? Dekra Aricha, that the long pasuk, meaning the pasuk in Parashat Tzav that says Vim Achel Yachel, and it's a much lengthier pasuk, which is the pasuk that we open up this discussion with. Is Toma Bechutz Lazmanai? Is Toma Achshava of beyond its time? Ushlishu the Parashat Kedoshim Tiyu, and the other pasuk that mentions the third day in Parashat Kedoshim, the smaller pasuk, which seems to be the same exact pasuk, just abridged, as the pasuk in Parashat Tzav, that you're saying is to machutzim kaimai, and therefore because of that, you say that's the one that's being excluded from karis, because only nicer that gets karis, not the one before that, which is chutzim kaimai. As the Gemara, epechano, I could say the exact opposite, and say, the longer pasuk is chutzim kaimai, and that's where we have the gzeir shav of nesiyas oven, and chutzim kaimai is going to get karis, and the shlishi, the third day of kedeshim tiyu, in Parashat Kedeshim, is to machutzim mani, and that's the one that's being excluded from karis. So how do you know that Chutzis Mane gets karas and not Chutzim Kaimai? Maybe say the exact opposite. It says the Gemara, no, Mistabra Aricha b'Chutzis Mane. It's more logical to say that the longer pasuk is Toma Chutzis Mane, because since it doesn't explicitly say karas there in the pasuk, and the only way we know it is from Gzeira Shava, what's the Gzeira Shava from Neiser, it's more logical to say that the Gemara oven mean Neiser, that which is the one that's going to be Gzeira Shava from Neiser, which is more logical to say that the Gzeira Shava is going to be something similar to it, which is Chutzlis Manai, the Domile Bezav, which is more similar to Nicer, that it shares with it these two ideas about Chutz, that they're both regarding time, and they're both possible by Obama. Because if you think to explain the longer Pasuk, that how do we know what it means from Gzeir Shav from Nicer, it's talking about Chutzim Kaimai, you wouldn't be able to learn any more Karas from Nicer, because there's no similarities between Chutzim Kaimai and Nicer. Chutzim Kaimai is not a Zman thing, Chutzim Kaimai is not possible by Obama, and therefore it's more logical to say it's talking about Chutzis Manai. That is the Gemara, no, Adirabba, to the contrary. I would tell you, Aricha b'chutzim kaimai. The longer pasuk is by chutzim kaimai. Ushlishi the kedeshim tiyu b'chutzis mani. And it would be more logical to say that the shorter pasuk in Parashat Kedeshim, which is right after the pasuk of Neiser, right before the pasuk that talks about b'eichlav avayni yisa, is actually to chutzis mani. Why? And that is mishum de damile, because since chutzis mani is similar to Neiser, that's why samche, that's why the pasuk puts right after Pasuk Hey, the Tobas Neiser puts the Pasuk, which we want to explain, Toma Chutzis Manai, right after it, because that's what the Pasuk and Pasuk Zayin is coming to become a Mayid Lay. That's what the Pasuk can exclude when it says, Va'eich Lobun, whoever eats it, is coming to say that, don't say because it's similar, you learn out from it. That's to the contrary, that's why the Pasuk is coming to exclude Chutzis Manai. But Chutzim Kaimai, which is not even similar, why would we say that that's what's coming to exclude? So to the contrary, say that the one that Toma in Parshat Tzav is that says v'oichel v'niyis is tuma chutzim kami, and chutzim kami, which is similar, is the one that said right next to it to exclude it to say that it doesn't get karas. So Elam HaRabba, rather Rabba says a different interpretation. It goes back to the way we had said originally in the sugya. It says kulu mikra richa asin, that actually both the liability of chutzim kami for karas and the exemption of chutzim kami from karas, as Rabba had taught in the beginning of the sugya, before we went to Abaye, who said that there's two different psukim that we're talking about, Rabba takes it back to the beginning. He says that it's all being learned out from the same pasuk, the chsib, like we had quoted that pasuk originally. It says, whoever's going to be ha'achel, ya'achel, what's the redundancy, eat will eat? The pasuk talking about two types of consumptions, which if someone has a machshava, a psul, by either one of these things, because as the Gemara is going to later on explain, the Tana explains, the pasuk is talking about a machshava, not as the literal translation of the pasuk sounds like, regarding whoever eats it on the third day. It's referring to whoever has a thought regarding having eaten on the third day. So that says the Braisa, there's two types of consumptions that the pasuk is talking about. Echad achilas adam, whether we're talking about what a person eats, v'echad achilas mizbeach, whether whatever the mizbeach eats, where it doesn't make a difference if he has in mind to eat it beyond its time, or to have it sacrificed beyond its time. It's going to be machshav of pigel when it's regarding zman. The pasuk continues, it says that he has in mind to eat it, mibsar zevach shlama, from the meat of the carbon of his shlamim. Now what's the extra word zevach? Why say bimsar shlamav? To compare all zevachim, all karbanos, to the carbon shlamim. To say, what's the criterion for having the psul of pigel? Mashlamim, just like the carbon shlamim, mefaglin or mispaglin, has two elements. It has things that create the pigel and things that become possible from the pigel. Because the dam, the blood, is what creates the pigel. The machshava has to be related to the blood on some level, which is the matir, it's the permitter of the meat of the carbon. And then you have things that become permitted, that are mispagal, that become invalidated from that, which is the meat and the sacrificial parts. So that's what the pasuk's teaching, af kol, so to anything that has mefaglin u mispaglin, that has these two components, then the halacha of pigel applies to it, which would exclude the mincha, the flour offering that was brought by kehanim, the flour offering that was brought by the kohen gadol every day, and the minchas nesachim, which they actually permit themselves, meaning there's no leftovers that become nispagel because of the avoda of the mefagel of the matirin. And actually regarding those things, if the kohen has a machshava of chutzis mani, actually the halacha pigel would not apply to it. It has to have mefaglin or mispaglin, matirin and mutarin, things that become permitted. Continues the pasuk when it says shlishi, if someone's going to eat from the meat of the karban shlamim by yom hashlishi on the third day, zeh chutzis mani. That's beyond the time of having such a machshava. The pasuk continues and says lo yiratza, it's not going to be found to be willing. That sounds like it's going back on the throwing of the blood, meaning that the throwing of the blood will not be an appeasement, because that's what we're saying. It's going on the machshava regarding to the dam of chutzas manai, it's not going to be merutza. The inference from the pasuk is saying, because up until when the blood is thrown, which is actually what provides the ritzui of the carbon, up until then, this invalidating machshava pigel is going to be suspended. If the blood is thrown, then the halacha of pigel will be established and make this achi of karis in the meat. But if the blood's never thrown, which is what provides the ritzui, for example, let's say the blood is spilled on the floor, then actually the pigel will be invalidated and will be voided, because it says hartza, la'yiratza, which teaches us that there's a similarity to a kosher carbon, which is kartza is kosher, kinatza is pasul, the way a kosher carbon is merutza, is found to be appeasing, so too has to be the appeasing of what's invalidated, of la'yiratza. What does that teach? Umahatzar is kosher, just like the ritzui of a kosher carbon, it's not considered merutza, that it's considered a valid carbon only with the throwing of the blood, because that's the end of the four services that are the permitter of the meat and of the sacrificial parts to be sacrificed or to be eaten, which is achi yakrivu kol matir, until all its permitters are sacrificed, which is the end of that, the culmination of that is the zrikas hadam. Afartzah is possible, so too regarding the ritzui, which is invalid, which is regarding pigel, it's not going to be established achi yakrivu kol matir until the blood is thrown, which is the end of the permitter of the avodah, which then permits the rest of it to be eaten, whether the eating of a person or the eating of the mizbeach. So therefore, if the blood is spilled out, then it's not going to be the halacha of pigel on that carbon. And the pasuk continues that le'iratza hamakriv, what is the word hamakriv, the one who sacrifices? Bahakravu nifsal, what that tells us is that when is this going to become possible? The pasuk is teaching us over here that it's by the machshava that he has in mind during the hakrava to have it eaten on the third day. That's when it becomes possible. But the ain't a nifsal b'shlishi, but it doesn't become possible on the third day. In other words, if during the time of the sacrifice he didn't have this machshava, but he eats from it on the third day, as the symbol translation of the pasuk sounds like, the pasuk, the carbon does not become invalid retroactively, because that's what the pasuk is teaching. Lo yiratza hamakriv. What does that mean? The zrik, which is usually a meratza, will not be if hamakriv, if that this was done and had this machshava during the time of the hakrava when it's being brought the blood to the mizbeach. Now, when the pasuk says oisai it hamakriv oisai, which to you, what's it? Bezevach HaKasam Medaber. The pasuk is talking about the carbon itself, but Ve'ena Medaber B'Koyin. But it's not talking about, talking about the Zevach, but it's not talking about the Zeveach. It's not talking about the Koyin who is doing the slaughtering, who's doing the bringing the blood. In other words, that one should not think to say that, no, when it says V'Hamakriv, as a simple translation is, it's coming to tell you that the Koyin who does this Machshava of Pigel, he'll be invalidated, Lo Yeratza, Lo Yechashri, he won't be able to be a Koyin anymore. That's why it says Oisoi, Hamakriv Oisoi. We're talking about the carbon is Lo Yechashiv, but the Kohen does not become Lo Yechashiv. He's still able to be continue being a Kohen. What becomes possible is the carbon, not the Kohen. When the Pasuk continues and says Lo Yechashiv, so although the simple translation sounds like they were just saying that the carbon is not significant, is not considered, but the word Yechashiv can also mean Machshava, as we continue to talk about Chavtesim and Aleph, Lo Ye'arav by Machshava Sacheris. It means to say to be a valid Pigel, you cannot mix in other thoughts, other invalidating thoughts, which this is the halacha that's, that teaches us, which we say in the Mishnah, that there are machshavas that exclude from other machshavas, which is, if let's say he had a machshava of pigel, but he also had a machshava of psul, the time of the Mishnah says, that's not considered karvamata kemitzvah, and that's going to say that it cannot be pigel anymore, because you can't mix in other invalidating thoughts. It has to be only the invalidating thought of chutzlas mani. When the pasuk then says pigel yia, pigel, what's that coming to teach? That's an extra word, zeh chutz l'mkayim, is coming to teach the halacha of the psula of beyond its space. Now, when it says pigul yiyah, it will be pigul. So the pasuk is making chutz l'mkayim and chutz l'zmanim into one havaya, into one, the word yiyah, hoiva, always mentions the existence, which is making it into one pigul and the chutz l'zmanim, malamachim starvin zemezad. This teaches that they both combine, where half of a measurement of chutz l'zmanim will combine with a half of an olive size for chutzim kaimai, and that will invalidate the carbon, as the Mishnah also teaches this halacha, that they combine, where even though a chatzi zayis is not invalidated, but the two, a half a zayis of chutzim kaimai, will combine with a half a zayis of chutzim kaimai. When the pasuk concludes, v'nefesh ho'icheles mimenu, that the one who eats from it will get, as the pasuk concludes, karis, that's from it, which is echad b'leishnaim, is only one of these two and not both, ve'ezeh, which one is that? Zeh chutzim kaimai, that's referring to chutzim kaimai. How do we know? Maybe it's referring to chutzim kamei, because the gummer oven minaisa. Because since the halach of how we know karis is from gzeirah shava, where it says va'avayne yisa, and what does that mean? We know from the pasuk in parshas kedoshim and pasuk zayin, which, as we taught from gzeirah shava, means nicer. So which one is the one that we're going to compare to say that it has karis like nicer? Is the dami lebezav, is the one that's similar to it with these two elements, which only chutz l'zmani shares commonality with nicer, that they're both regarding time and also Apostle Obama, and conscious of Chutzim Kamei does not have those commonalities, and that's how we know that the Gzeir Shabbat that's telling us that one of these two gets Karis is referring to Chutzim Kamei and not Chutzim Kamei. And then we're not going to leave Chutzim Kamei, which is similar to Nicer, to say that the Gzeir Shabbat from Oven is learned out to it, and instead learned the Chutzim Kamei, which doesn't have the similarities to Nicer. Which Rashi drives from the point and says, so wait a second, so why didn't Rabba in the beginning of the Sugya, which we were saying that Rav was going back to this approach of Rabba, when we asked on Rabba and he had originally posited this approach, and then the Gemara asked, but wait a second, why should we say the end of the Pasuk of Hacheles Mimenu is going on Chutzim Kamei, which is in the beginning of the Pasuk, it should be going on back Chutzim Kamei, which is right next to it. So why didn't Rabba give the same answer that Rav is giving right now? Because that's what's similar to Naisa Bezav. Is because the Gemara at that point didn't know the Gzeira Shava that Levi Bar Zabdi had taught to know definitively that that Pasuk Zion was talking about Neiser, to say that the Nesias Oven is regarding a Machshava which is similar to Neiser, because that's where we're learning out from, because we didn't know. At that point, we were thinking that maybe actually that Pasuk is talking about Chutzim Kamei and not Neiser, until he came along and they brought the Gzeira Shava of Kodesh Kodesh. So now that we know at this point in the Gemara that that Pasuk is definitively Neiser, so when we're learning a Gzeira Shava oven from there, which one? We would say it's Chutzim Kamei, which has at least two similarities, and not Chutzim Kamei, but does not share it, and that's how the Gemara knows that Chutzim Kamei, as we said in our Mishnah, is Pasul, which is called Pigel, and there's going to be Karis, as we know from Neiser, in contrast to Chutzim Kamei, is what's being excluded from the same Pasuk, that it's not that Mimenu, it's the other one, which, yeah, will be possible, but if one eats from that meat, will not get a punishment of karas.